Welcome to Strong Communities, where we are growing together through strengths. Today, we're going to talk about people with self-assurance, how to develop this talent, and why it matters, especially when chaos and change strike. People with this talent rely heavily on instincts, listening to their inner compass of high pressure, high-paced situations, and sometimes to the detriment of other people's ideas or discoveries about new circumstances. For example, they need time and space to act independently, making decisions based 90% on their input. They need others to match their assured, confident energy, even when others may be scared and shaken. They need to bend the rules and guidelines to fit their new ideas and strategies. They need others to be open-minded to their ideas, however left field and odd they might be. They need their superiors to let them be, without more control or management than strictly needed. And they need the power to decide based on their gut feeling, getting that vote of trust when the pressure is higher. But what happens when that's not possible? When they can't have that kind of freedom, flexibility, and power to act on instinct? They can still develop their self-assurance by balancing themselves and shedding their talent biases. With questions like, am I obsessed with my own thoughts and ideas? Or am I listening, encouraging, and leveraging other people's ideas too? Am I asking too much calmness and serenity from others? How can I help spread my sense of confidence without being impatient or arrogant? Am I looking down on others' contributions? How can I bring them into the fold and share the load? Thanks for listening, and let's keep building those strong communities together.